KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Wildfires east of Los Angeles and south of Reno threaten homes and force thousands to evacuate.
More than 36,000 structures are being threatened by the line fire in the foothills of the San Bernardino National Forest, about 65 miles east of L.A. Angeles Oaks resident Joseph Escobedo says he's evacuating and only hopes his family will have a home to come back to.
We worked so hard to get this house, and just the thought of just coming back to nothing.
A small vegetation fire in Clear Lake City, 110 miles north of San Francisco, was forcing roughly 4,000 people to evacuate. I'm Julie Walker.
A hurricane watch and storm surge watch are up for most of the coast of Louisiana, as Tropical Storm Francine is expected to make landfall by midweek. Francine could become a hurricane by Tuesday. Also at SRNNews.com, the latest New York Times Siena College poll shows an extremely tight presidential race. White House correspondent Greg Clexton.
According to the poll, Donald Trump leads Kamala Harris by 1 point among likely voters. The results show each candidate with clear advantages and disadvantages. Voters favor Harris on democracy and abortion and choose Trump on immigration and the economy. The national survey also finds that nearly half of voters view the vice president as too liberal or progressive. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Yemen's Houthi rebels claiming they shot down another American-made MQ-9 drone that was flying over the country, marking the potentially latest downing of the multimillion-dollar surveillance aircraft. The U.S. military not confirming that report. On Wall Street, stocks remain sharply higher. The Dow is up 400 points. This is SRN News. Book publishers suing Florida.
Penguin, Random House, Simon & Schuster, and four other companies are taking the state to court over its policy banning pornographic books from school libraries. The publishing houses claim that this law violates the First Amendment guarantee of free speech. Parents all across the country have been organizing in the last few years to demand that schools prevent their children from accessing pornography in the library and in the classroom. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian school taking its case to a federal appeals court. Mid-Vermont Christian School has been barred from participating in the state sports league after it withdrew its girls' basketball team from a playoff game because the other team had a boy on its roster. The executive council of the Vermont Principals Association, which governs school sports and activities, ruled that the school had violated the council's policies on race, gender, and disability awareness. This is SRN News. Human Rights Watch says Sudan's warring parties have obtained more foreign-made weapons despite a UN arms embargo.
New visual evidence suggests that the weapons are from China, Iran, Russia, Serbia, and the UAE, with manufacturing dates from last year. This has raised concerns about how these arms reach Sudan. Verified footage shows weapons being used to target unarmed civilians in Bahri, north of Khartoum. Human Rights Watch says the newly acquired arms have enabled both sides to commit widespread atrocities in the conflict, which has killed thousands and displaced millions. The rights group is calling on the UN Security Council to expand the arms embargo from Darfur to all of Sudan.
BBC correspondent Richard Gagoy. For millions of Venezuelans, Edmundo Gonzalez was the undisputed winner of the country's July 28th presidential election. But he has now fled into exile, arriving in Spain on Monday, cementing Nicolas Maduro's grip on power. More details at SRNNews.com.